It's Gardening with Sharon time, brought to you by Proven Winners, Canada's number one plant brand. And heads up, if you still want to revisit her seeding blogs, you can do that at her website, Gardening with Sharon. Now, Sharon, today we're talking about garden planning.
Yeah, so I thought for the next little while, we can talk about different kind of gardens and how to plan for them and their little nuances. Today, let's talk about crushing the sunny, hot, dry garden. First thing, as always, you do a needs assessment. You see you have a hot, sunny, dry place, whether you're going to grow flowers there or vegetables there. That's what you need to figure out. And then I always say, know your space. Now, I always say gardening space because it could be not an in-ground garden. It could be a patio, a balcony. It could be a raised bed, tiny yard, big yard, in-ground, or a container garden. Figure out why your space is hot. And you'll say, oh, but the sun is shining. But is there something that the sun's heat is radiating off of? Is there a wall there? Is there a sidewalk or a driveway? Is there a fence? Because sometimes those things will magnify the heat and the heat intensity. And know how the sun moves. Where does the sun start? Where does it leave? Is there anything that's causing shade? And then you need to look at, why is it dry? Like, is there something up with the soil? How is the water moving? Does it absorb into the soil or does it just run off? Does it puddle? That kind of thing. And then if you are having like a soil problem where it's not absorbing into the soil, you can amend the soil by adding some compost, mulch, that kind of thing. Then once you know your spot and you know your why and your how is about the spot, next thing you need to do is match make your plants. You are a matchmaker. There are adaptations that plants have that make them live better in the sun than in the shade. Like, a lot of plants that grow well in the sun have leathery leaves. They could be thick, they could be thin, and they have tap roots. That's another thing that really helps them. So then I just wanted to share a few of my favorite annuals and perennials. All vegetables like to grow in the nice warm sun. On the annual side, geraniums, gazanias, portulaca, super tunias, those are all really good annual sunflowers. And on the perennial side, there's daylilies, gas plants, sea holly, and a lot more on my blogs on my website.
And that is Gardening with Sharon. Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Thank you.